Audio Renaissance presents Shoe Addicts Anonymous by Beth Harbison. Read for you by Orla Cassidy. Chapter 1. Sex in a box. That's what it was. Spine-tingling, heart-stopping, decadent sex in a box. Lorna Rafferty pushed the tissue aside, and the heady smell of leather filled her nostrils, sending a familiar tingle straight through her core. The feeling, this thrill, never got old, no matter how many times she went through the ritual. She touched the tightly stitched leather and smiled. She couldn't help it. This was wicked pleasure at its sensuous, tactile, hedonistic best. It made her skin prickle from head to toe. She ran her fingertips along the smooth surface, skidding over the graceful arch like a cat stretching under the midday sun. She smiled at the sharp but satisfying prick of the spike. Yes, yes. This was hot. She knew it was wrong, of course. 12 years in Catholic school hadn't been for nothing. She'd pay the price for this indulgence later. Well, hell, she'd been planning on that for years. That debt was going to have to get in line with a lot of others. In the meantime, Lorna had these peep-toe, ankle-strap Delman platform sandals to comfort her. She could walk right into the fires of hell if she had to, in shoes to die for. One of the only things she could remember about her mother was her shoes. Black and white.